Now we get to turn back the microphones to you. You have a few different ways you can ask questions. You can go to the Terra Standard Facebook site, and we will relay those questions up to the media. Secondly, you can see the people with the Rotary t-shirts. If you've got questions you want to write down, you can write them down and hand them to them. And again, our five media folks will read them out and make them sound really good. Or if you want to speak for yourself, just come up to the microphone and ask a question. If you do ask a question, I would ask two things. One, no statements before, just to ask the question, and one question. If you want to ask more than one, you can ask for one, sit down, and then if there's time, come back and ask the second one. So, with that, do we have any questions from the floor or online yet? Yes, sir.
Hi. I'm a retired professional in the community, so you can imagine that the library is a pretty important place for me. I'm curious to know about individual candidates' commitment to a sustainable and a predictable contribution from the city to the library's operation. So that sustainable means enough of a budget, and predictable means they know how much money they're going to get each year.
And as you asked your question, I realize I was remiss. Can I ask you to direct a question of one candidate, and then other candidates, if they wish to respond, will use up one of your rebuttal cards?
Sadly, no. I mean, I don't have a particular candidate in mind. It's a question that I'd like to know the candidate's views on before I vote for them.
I'm going to pick for you then.
Okay.
All right, so we will go with Sean at the far end.
The library is a very key piece of our community. 2 years ago, we approved a $60,000 budget increase to the library for some much-needed things. Over the years, the province has diminished what they've been paying for when it comes to libraries. I think numbers of about 25% of the budget was being paid for by the province, and it's now down to 6. We need to go back to the government at UBCM and lobby the government to start paying their share and helping us with these very needed resources in our community.
Thank you. And we have a rebuttal card as well. So, and again, well thrown back. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Justin. For the library, my family and I are heavy users of the library. Our public library has made this dollar stretch really far, and it's an enabler for a lot of individuals to overcome their socioeconomic barriers. They use apps and member programs and even high-tech equipment. I'm actually one of the first people to use the 3D printer at the library. There's things you can borrow, musical instruments. There's almost no limit to what you can do at the library. And I was participating in being the honorary librarian, and I'll always consider continuing funding requirements. Always consider continuing funding requirements.
Sorry, your time is up there. We'll have to catch up.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah. Oh, David, was that you holding that up? Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Or Jessica?
I've been a library board member for the last 4 years, and I can honestly tell you that we do need more funding. We do need to lobby the provincial government for more funding for the library. Libraries are the cornerstone of our nation. They offer so many resources. I actually went there today to print out my speech. So, yeah, it is necessary.
David.
I served for 8 years in the public library board, so I'm obviously a committed individual. It's one of the few indoor public spaces that are available to the community. It provides fantastic value for public sector money. It gives you internet access in a world where you require internet access and not everybody has a computer or the internet. And lastly, it's one of the few public bathrooms available to Terrace. Thanks.
Good question. All right, so with that, does the media panel have anything that they want to read?
We do. I just want to say, first off, if we can't get to your question in time, we're sorry, but we're not going to be able to get to all of them. And if there's no name on the cards, much as he picked up there, we'll be drawing randomly from our little bag of tricks here. So please try to put the names on them if you have a candidate you want to specifically ask. That being said, this is a question from the audience for Councillor James Cordero. Are you willing to promote a night shift bylaw officer for the downtown core 7 days a week?
I would like to see us go from 1 to 3 or perhaps 4. I think it's important that the city increases bylaw enforcement in a measured way and so that we're using those people effectively. I think that foremost, we should be having more bylaw officers during the day when most people are utilizing the downtown. I also think that the TDIA, which is the downtown improvement area, needs to really consider some private security. They do have funding of $160,000 a year, and they can be helping with that as well.
Brian?
I agree that bylaw enforcement is one aspect of dealing with the issues in the downtown, but I believe it's bigger than strictly compliance or enforcement. This is, requires partnerships with social agencies, with nonprofits. I think there's a bigger picture here that is beyond bylaw enforcement. Bylaw enforcement is not going to be a very sustainable direction in the long term. We need more help.
Thank you. And well, for the next question, we'll go back to the microphone. We have some people patiently waiting, so we'll alternate between the microphone and the media panel questions.
Okay. My question is for James as well, just because your focus is a lot on the downtown, from what I understand. But you guys talk about a detox center, but what about a safe injection site? Is that anything the city has considered, and what are your thoughts on that?
Thanks for the question. It's been brought up at the Safe Needle Task Force. The question is, we don't want people using. The harder question is, where do we want them to use, knowing that they will? Ultimately, that's a decision for Northern Health to make, because they would be the ones operating it. If they were to have it at the health unit or the hospital or somewhere else that's appropriately zoned, that would be up to them. If they're looking for a rezone in the downtown, it would need to go through a public hearing process. And I think there'd be some issues with that that we would need to have addressed. But in principle, I'm supportive of it. In practical terms, we would need to know where they're proposing to put it. But I'd be open to it.
Jessica.
I know that safe injection sites have been very successful in the Lower Mainland. I do think that we need one. I'm thinking of you as a director again. Councillor Cordero said placement would also be an issue, but a sad reality is people who use might do so in public, so that someone is there when they overdose, in the case that they overdose. It's a very sad reality, and we need to make sure people are safe.
Thank you. We'll go to the media table for the next question.
This question is for Councillor Sean Mutash. You talked about $17 million to Dawson Creek. How are 21 local government and the RBA gang to negotiate what is fair in revenue sharing when the project is located in Vanderhoof or Prince Rupert?
That's a good question. It was 21 governments when I showed up, and that's what it's at. So that's where we're at, and we'll work with those governments. The group at this stage is working on a formula on how that revenue will be shared if an agreement is reached. But at this point, there is no agreement in place on exactly how that revenue would be shared.
Thank you. We'll go to the floor.
Good evening. This is about Sean's questions for you. It's about the pellet plant that's being built. I am concerned about air quality, noise pollution, and my perception of the lack of input that was available to me into the process. I'm wondering, is the City Council more interested in new economic growth than they are in my health and the health of citizens in our city?
Thank you. The property was already zoned for this. The province has standards that will have to be maintained. And if they're not maintained, we will hold the province to hold them accountable to maintain those standards.
Thank you. Back to the media table.
Thanks. This one's for Jessica Miller. Jessica, you said you are passionate about promoting alternative energy and taking action to deal with climate change. What is the first initiative you would like to see the city tackle on this topic?
Well, we're looking at the new development of Mills Memorial Hospital. It's still in its planning stages, and I'm on the redevelopment committee. I would love to stay on that committee if elected. And one idea I would like to bring forward is adding energy efficient lighting and solar paneling to that structure. It's a community building, and it would save so much cost, and it would really be sustainable for our community. We really need to ensure that these developments take place and plan our future.
Thank you. Back to the floor.
This question is for Brian Downey. You said your slogan was about creating opportunity for the future, and how do you plan to leverage the natural resource industry's interest in this region, specifically LNG and other projects, in order to for investment in the community, like for the rec center to be beyond hockey and the pool, maybe basketball and track, or other community initiatives to make this a more livable place?
Excuse me. If I heard that right, I think you're asking in the future with the development of the Kitimat LNG cabinet, there's opportunities for terrorists. And is that the point of your question? Sorry.
The point of my question is that terrorists as the hub of the Northwest, when natural resource industries are showing their interest in this region and we are serving the greater region, how can we leverage that in order to get some of the services that we need to expand on for community living, specifically the rec center or other initiatives?
Thank you. So, first of all, Terrace is the hub of the Northwest. It's a business center, it's a client service center. And I would expect that we will see growth in that area, and with that, a stronger tax base. On top of that, I think that there's opportunities with the spotlight that the development in Northwest BC is experiencing to see investment in community services. We've already seen that with TransCanada.
Brian, I'm going to catch up there. You're missing something. You can rebut yourself. Okay, back to the media panel.
All right, this question is for David Tribe. How do you prepare to encourage business investment in Terrace when demand explodes?
I think that the best way to do that is to create a clear process to establish businesses, permits, and everything else that are go along with opening up a new business and entrepreneurship, training for entrepreneurship in partnership with all the local entrepreneurship partners. I think that the tax incentives are one aspect that the city can control.
Thank you. Back to the floor.
I'm going to ask this question of Sean, because I can't pronounce your last name right now. Because you're a current counselor, I'm having issues on the 4500 block of Lake House. I've had human feces left in my doorway twice, vomit. I found a whole person passed out at 4:30 in the afternoon. This has been an ongoing problem at my business. I feel like that and the town is completely neglected despite having placed a shelter a few blocks up. The shelter was placed and then we were allowed to deal with the consequences of that decision. So what I'd like to know is whether we can have a police presence further in that region, since that's where we're obviously going to have some more problems. Whether you can have police with some kind of teeth to prevent people from publicly drinking, because they are publicly drinking all the time in that area. There are kids at a dance studio just behind my building that are harassed by people who are drinking in behind that building. And as soft as my heart is for people that are in that situation, I also don't like my family or my business being harassed.
I have to catch you up there.
Yeah, this is a difficult thing that we've had going on in the city for quite a while. I don't know if you've talked to the people at the shelter or not, but I'd love to talk to you after about this and discuss this issue and see what we do need to look at the entire downtown core as the entire downtown core. I agree that sometimes the focus seems to be right in a few blocks, and it stretches all the way from Legion Avenue all the way to City Hall, and the entire downtown core needs to be taken care of. The one thing we have done on council is we've asked to have our RCMP levels up by 3 members, so hopefully we will get that approval from the province and we'll see 3 more members in Terrace, and hopefully that's a start. I agree with Councilor Cadero that looking at bylaw officers to police the downtown more will be a help, but I'd love to talk to you after about that issue.
Thank you. Action media deal.
This question is for Lynn. Already established that our recycling system is complicated, how can the city improve it?
I think more public information, more education, that our staff really does work on, and I think it's a process of just doing that more and more until we iron out all those difficulties. You know, it's going in the right direction, and I think they're doing a good job, but there are those little complicated things that we have to figure out, that most of us are trying to figure out. And I think the information is there, you know, you can go to the city website and things like that. You can always go to Public Works, you can always talk to staff. And I know I sometimes phone and say, why wasn't my garbage picked up? And they tell me exactly what I did wrong, and I don't do it the next time. So I think it's just working at it, and it will improve as we go.
Are you waiting for the microphone?
Hi. I have a question for, should I choose someone specific or can I just?
Yeah, please pick someone specific.
Okay. Martin? My question is about, I have a young son and I want him to grow up in this community. And I'm wondering what you'll do to address racism and sexism and on council and in community.
Sorry, can you repeat the questions? I didn't hear part of it, please.
I want to know what you're going to do to address racism and sexism on the council and in the community.
That is really difficult because that racism is, for me, is a personal choice. You can enact regulations, but you can't really control what each person is doing. And that's the best answer I can give you.
Thank you. Media table, do you have any more questions? Oh, sorry.
Plenty.
Jessica.
So just to address that last question, just teach your children right from wrong, start from day one, that's all you can do. Mr. Holzmeier is completely right. It might be a choice or how you raise your children. Our community has been divided for so many reasons, for so many years, and we really need to increase the social equity and how we raise our children here.
So it sounds like the media table has a few to draw from, so turn over to you guys.
This one's for David Tribe. David, you don't live in Terrace. What makes you qualified to help run our city?
I think that whatever happens in Terrace happens to all the local regions around it, the First Nations Reserve where I live, and as well the region. So I'm definitely interested, but for myself, my wife, my 4 kids, and I think I've got some skills that are, and that might be useful in helping make an effective council.
Thank you. All right, are you waiting for the microphone? Okay, please.
Sean, this is to you because you seem to be more, perhaps, knowledgeable or at least discussing. There's good literature that shows that safe injection sites have decreased or have improved the health of the people who use them, as well as decreasing the costs around addiction, such as the amount it costs to police them and what it costs hospitals to deal with these people with the subsequent issues. There is now more literature coming out in terms of safety.
Sorry, can you cut to the question?
Yeah. I would like to see a proposal in town rather than try to move our alcoholics around by various means, that we provide supportive housing, including regular doses of alcohol in limited amounts in an appropriate way. There are these areas set up in other cities, and it would be a better, more economical way, and certainly more humane than what we're doing.
Thank you.
I'd like to see if, I know that Northern Health is saying it can't be done without support from the city. It needs to be a community. And I'd like to know what your feeling is towards this.
I'm sorry, but I don't agree. I don't agree that we should be supplying alcohol to anybody. We as current city council have been pushing for housing. The province has responded. The rapid response project on Olson Avenue is going to put in 52 units for homeless or near homeless people. And I think this would be a great help to these situations of getting people off the streets. But as for giving people alcohol, no.
All right, back to the media table.